Good morning. This is Mark O with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices. I'm switching to March corn and March wheat now. March corn down a half a cent, March wheat down a penny and a quarter, and January beans up 4¾ cents. Looks like the beans are trying to come back from their incredibly oversold situation here. We've broken about 80 cents in these beans. We're certainly due for a bounce out here. Over the last couple of weeks, every time the funds have bought wheat, they've sold beans. So maybe now they'll sell a little bit of wheat and buy some beans. We did make the highs on the wheat on Friday, last Friday of the month. So maybe we'll back off here a little bit. The beans up a little bit on ideas that today's crush number is going to be a record large number, and that it's getting a little bit too dry in Argentina, so that might catch a few people's attention in here. The funds are short, maybe about 30,000 contracts of beans, so, you know, there is some buying power there if they want to cover here. Crude oil is back up $1.16 a barrel. That won't hurt. Corn, you know, I still think in the long run we're going to build a base in here. We've got this head and shoulders bottom going on the charts, and I think we can move this thing higher. Maybe not until we get to the January WASDE report, but basis is still strong, and I think this market can move higher. The December Kansas City Chicago wheat spreads, Chicago closed tonight at $1.09 over, still very strong. So we'll see where we go out here, but that spread may have run its course here for the time being. If we close it higher here today, then I would think we'd see more higher prices in the weeks to come. So overall, I'm, you know, looking to buy some breaks in the corn and wheat. I think longer term we've got an upside trend out here, and the beans, hopefully this is the beginning of a bit of a turnaround out here. If you have any questions, also we'll see the crop ratings at 3 o'clock. With this weather that we've been having, I can't imagine they've done a whole lot of field work in the Dakotas, and I think the wheat crop will probably be under some more stress. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.